The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And apparently, and a lot of people aren't going to recognize this, there's a story that's still going on that is so old that so many people have no idea whose name I'm about to bring up. Jimmy Hoffa's remains be in a Jersey City landfill. The FBI is still going through landfills about this.
Unbelievable. Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah, this happened in 75, this guy disappeared. All the FBI is still going through landfills.
He's probably dead, like your neighbors.
He's probably dead.
They're not in a landfill.
No.
Unless Lindog's got some more information.
The cops are going to show at LD's house today.
Privy to.
We heard your neighbors are dead. Yeah, no, yeah. I said probably dead.
If he knows anything more, it's called a confession.
All right.
Why are they still looking for him?
Yeah, you got to close the case.
Close the case.
Still a cold case.
And I never click on the clickbait stuff, but you'll see on the internet, oh, what really happened to Hoffa?
Right.
Well, no one knows.
No one knows. Yeah.
Now, in the movie, you know, they hate to give anything away.
Spoiler alert, Jimmy Hoffa?
The truck shows up.
Yep.
Were they at a diner in Jersey? Are they in Jersey?
Yeah, there was rumors he was underneath Giant Stadium for years. You know, he just went missing.
Or was it Detroit? Were they in Michigan?
That they dug up a whole farm in Michigan years ago, and he wasn't there. Yeah. He was head of the biggest union, and he went missing. And that's a great. That's the movie, the Scorsese flick we watched.
I watched The Irishman.
That was excellent. The Irishman. Yeah,
he. But played, I don't remember what happened in the movie. What
movie was so long?
Yeah.
Did you go to the movie theater this weekend?
No, I watched Goodfellas.
Did you ever see it before?
I thought I had, but I had not. I think I'd just seen Casino.
Oh, two different movies altogether.
Yeah, totally different movies.
You saw Goodfellas for the first time.
Yeah, it was
good for you.
That's
that must have
movie.
Been great to see the first time.
Yeah, I'd seen the beginning of it, I think, but then I don't know if I thought it was Casino or I don't know what happened. Yeah, it was amazing.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The world's second most popular sport wants to be popular in the United States.
Soccer. No, soccer's number
Cricket.
One. Cricket.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to catch
on. No. Anything? I don't think anything new is going to catch on.
No, I don't think so.
No, American. We're just American.
Oh, pickleball.
Yeah, we're not going to watch a lot. Pickleball, you play.
I think, was that an American concoction? Pickleball?
Probably.
Yeah, we don't like foreign stuff.
I thought he was talking about people playing the sport.
Well, no.
I would watch more of that keep the balloon off the ground if that was on.
I like that game. I'd play that game. We played as kids. Why not play it now? I mean, I'd lose now. I wouldn't be jumping over couches to hit something.
And I don't think it would really care.
As a kid,
it can hit the ground. It's fine.
If cricket were going to catch on, don't you think it would have started by now?
Yes.
The U.S. was named co-host of the 2024 T20 World Cup, a major global event that will take place a year after Major League Cricket debuts in the United States.
Oh.
Well, someone's going to watch it and act like they're into it.
Right.
And I'm into that cricket, man. I don't watch football anymore. It'll be that bozo friend of yours will say, yeah, I'm really into cricket now.
Yeah, the guy with the man bun.
Like the guy that liked soccer all of a sudden for no reason.
Minor league cricket debuted this summer.
Major league cricket. I don't watch minor league cricket.
Playing 200 matches at a variety of venues across the country.
Now, is this the shortened form, Craig?
This one is the shortened version, yes.
Cricket, in its original form, can last 2-3 days.
That's what I was going to say. How do you put that on TV?
Yeah, these are fast-paced. The way they have these rules, they say they're fast-paced and they last just 2 to 3 hours.
You know how many hot dogs and nachos you'd have to eat if you were at a game for 3 days?
But I know nothing about that game.
No.
That didn't stop me from watching an hour of curling the other night.
But you can figure curling out.
No, I can't figure out how you score. I have no idea.
Well, you get it in the middle.
It's like you're at high school again. Hey-o!
No, but there'll be like 3 red rocks in the circle and then 2 yellow rocks and yellow wins and they get 1 point.
Well, somebody gets the rocks off.
Get closer.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do know the bars that I frequent will not have cricket on TV, so I'm good.
Yeah, the American Legion doesn't want that.
The classy joints you'd frequent.
I don't think I've ever seen cricket on TV.
I have in Jamaica.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in Jamaica because Jamaica cricket's big, and along with soccer. But I think cricket's even bigger in Jamaica than soccer. And I was at a sports bar. I mean, there's a bar in Jamaica years ago, and cricket was on 2 of the TVs. There's a bunch of people watching it.
Yeah, you can probably find it, Todd, but you have to go deep into those sports channels you never even think about clicking on.
I wouldn't want to learn the rules.
I'd watch Major League Balloon in the air. I did watch Major League Keep Balloon in the air.
It's fun.
Those guys were diving everywhere, man.